take it lightly anytime we're invited to stand behind the sacred desk of the Lord. I'm going to read two places tonight. If you want to turn to both, the first one is Ezra chapter 9. Only going to read two verses there, and then we're going to go back over to Isaiah, if you just want to go to that one place, Isaiah 22. That's where the heart of the message will come from. But just a couple verses out of Ezra as we get started tonight. Ezra, we're going to read, if you're going to follow along in Ezra chapter 9, verse 8 and verse 9. And then we will go over to Isaiah. Find your place tonight. Most already standing for the honor of the reading of God's word. Ezra chapter 9, verse 8. The Bible says, "And now for a little space of grace hath been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but have extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah." Of course, we know what's going on here in Ezra and Nehemiah. They're going back out of captivity, but I want to focus on that one part out of verse 8. He said, "And for a little space of grace hath been showed from our Lord, the Lord our God, to give us or leave us a remnant." And that phrase, "to give us a nail in his holy place." Now, if you would, over in the book of Isaiah, this is where the heart of the message will come from tonight. Isaiah chapter 22. I have quite a few more verses here. We're going to read verse 15 down through verse 23 tonight. Isaiah 22, verse 15. "Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, Go, get thee unto this treasure, even unto Shebna, which is over the house, and say, What hast thou here? And whom hast thou here, that thou hast hewed thee out a sepulchre here, as he that heweth him out a sepulchre on high, and that graveth an inhabitation to himself in a rock? Behold, the Lord will carry thee away with a mighty captivity, and will surely cover thee. He will surely violently turn and toss thee like a ball into a large country. There shalt thou die, and there the chariots of thy glory shall be shame of thy Lord's house. And I will drive thee from thy station, and from thy state shall he pull thee down. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and will clothe him with thy robe, and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government unto his hands. And he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. So he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open." Listen closely to verse 23. "And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place. And he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house." Let's pray tonight. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so grateful for another opportunity to gather together in your house. Thank you, Lord, for what we've already felt in this place. Thank you for the reminders of the songs of Zion, God, who we are, who you are, and what we have to look forward to. Lord, now we pray you'd put your hands upon this part of the service. Lad, you're blessed to the reading of the word. Continue to strengthen your people tonight, Father. Revive them as we've already read. And most of all, if there's one lost, draw them to an altar of repentance, God. And we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Over in the book of Ezra, when we were reading there, as I said, they had come back and they were rebuilding. They'd all built the walls. They were rebuilding the temple. And the Lord talked about over there a nail in a sure place. Then we get here to the book of Isaiah. And this first portion that we read, 15 down through verse 19, there's a man that got a little too big for his britches. And the Lord had to take him down and set somebody else up in his place. And when we begin to read in verse 20 down through verse 23, the Lord said to this man, Eliakim, he would put him over the house of David, and he would put him in that place. And in verse 23, he said, "I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place." Tonight, I want to preach with the Lord's help. I know y'all have been in this series for the month of October, revival on Sunday morning, souls being saved. Another Sunday night, Lord tarrying. But I want to preach tonight this thought. Stay nailed in. Stay nailed in. Tonight, the Lord, again, he compared this man as being a nail. And he said he would fasten him in a sure place. We need some folks tonight to get fastened in.
Amen.
And get fastened into a sure place. You know, there's a lot of places there. You know, driving down this afternoon, there's a lot of steeples. There's a lot of churches on the side of the road, but I wouldn't consider all of them to be sure places. Thank God for a sure place. A place where you can come and, hey, everything that is preached, everything that is taught, it's sure. It's settled on thus saith the word of God. But tonight as we get into this passage of Scripture, I don't use a whole lot of illustrations when I preach, but this is a message that the Lord gave me, and he gave me an illustration to go along with this message. And I do use this illustration tonight, and I know so many times what you can see sometimes sticks better than what you can hear. But as we read here tonight, the first thing I want you to notice, I know this is revival, and most time revival is geared for the church. But tonight I want you to understand, if you're gathered in this place and you're lost, our God specializes in using crooked nails. Every one of us in here, we were once a crooked nail. Can I tell you something tonight? When I was a boy, the community I live in is all family preacher. And me and my cousins were like doorsteps. There was five of us. And all summer long, we were building clubhouses and tree houses and any little piece of board we could find, any scrap we could find, you know, we'd get that thing and build us a club. Well, Granddaddy had an old pack house, and man, there was literally buckets full of old rusty, crooked nails. So I learned real early on how to take an old rusty nail and make that thing useful. It weren't any good to those that were building a house or a project, but, you know, us boys, we learned how to do that. Tonight, I know you probably can't see where you're at. This is an old rusty nail. It's been used. I've pulled it out of a board. It's bent tonight. But I learned real early how I can take this old nail, and I can lay it on a board, and I can take this thing, and I can straighten it out. I can roll that nail, and I can take the crooks out of that nail. Hey, our God tonight, hey, he can take the crook way out of us. He said he'll make the crooked straight and the rough smooth. But I'm glad it's apparent for the people of God also. Hey, we used to be drunks and drug addicts and all kind of things, running with the world. But I'm glad God still can use an old rusty nail. You know, the world may look at it and say, man, that nail isn't worth anything. But I can tell you as a young boy, that thing was a prize. We had something to build, and we built clubhouses and tree houses. And I'm telling you, they held. We were crazy, you know, boys, five of us. And we'd have tree houses as high as those can lights up there. And man, they would hold us, and we'd build them out of those old rusted, crooked nails. They didn't mean anything to anybody else, but they were valuable to us. Amen. Tonight you may come into this place and the world may be felt, made you feel like you're just crooked, you're just rusty, you're not worth anything tonight, but in the hand of the Master, he can take it and he can straighten it out and he can fasten it in a sure place tonight. Hey, no doubt somebody in here, hey, hadn't been saved too long. God found you, and tonight, thank the Lord, he's put his hands on you and he's fastening you in a sure place. If you'll continue to serve him and worship him tonight, he'll do that for us. Hey, look all throughout the Bible. I can give you point after point where God specialized in using old crooked rusty nails. We look at some of God's most prominent people in the Bible. We look at old Abraham. He was a liar. You know, he went down and told lies, but God used him. He's now the father of the household of faith. You know, we look at old Joseph. He used him. And Moses. Moses was a murderer, and God used him. We look all throughout the Bible. Jacob, he was a trickster. Jonah, you know, we know him. He ran away from the Lord. And you know, we know the woman there at the well, she had thrown her life away. Jesus said, go call your husband. She said, I have none. He said, yeah, you've already thrown your life away. Been married five times. One you're living with now is not your own. So we see God use his crooked, rusty nails. He can straighten them out again and fasten them in a sure place. And tonight, that's what I want you to hold in your heart, especially if you're in here lost tonight. But as a Christian, we ought to rejoice in that fact that he done that for us and that he give us a sure place tonight. But there's some things about the nails. I want to preach on these nails tonight. Again, stay nailed in. You know, tonight I'll go through a variety of different nails, but I've got a bright, shiny, brand new 16-penny nail there. Any of you builders in here, you know what that is. That's a framing nail. And that framing nail, I look at that nail, and that nail has got a point on it. It's got a point on it. And you know, listen, what is that point on there for? You would say, well, preacher, we all know what a nail is. You hit the head. You know, you'd be surprised. There's some people probably put that thing upside down and hit the point. But that thing is on there. Why? Because it serves as a direction. That nail is designed, preacher, to only go in one direction. Amen. Thank God tonight we're only designed to go in one direction. And that is forward for Jesus Christ. That is to be what he would have us to be. And we see that direction tonight is headed home. We know what happens when we go against the direction. We find that story in the Bible of Abraham and Lot, how that God had blessed them, and Abraham come to him one day and said, boy, we're going to have to part ways. This place isn't big enough. And Lot looked toward the well-watered plains of Sodom, and he went in the wrong direction. He went over there, the Bible tells us, he pitched his tent toward Sodom, and then later he's living in that place. So he got the wrong direction tonight. But we see there is a point on that nail. It is designed to only go in one way. And if you and listen, it's one direction only tonight. We're in a world today where they're trying to put them in backwards. We're in a world today where they're not using it the way it's designed, but it's only designed one way, and that's the way the Lord has designed us tonight, and that's what we must understand and realize. But all of us in here tonight, we understand what a nail is made for. A nail is made to connect. That's what the nail was designed for. I done some work here a while back for a lady there in Aynor. She owns a daycare. She has it in a house that was built in the 20s. And first time ever in my life, Preacher Timmy, I got there. I put all new windows in there for her. I put those replacement vinyl windows. And as I was taking the existing windows, it was the original windows in there, I got some handmade nails. I've got them in my truck. I kept the ones that I didn't mess up. They were handmade nails. They were nails from that long ago. And they had been holding in place. I had to beat them out of place. I had to take pry bars and pry them out. A nail is made to connect. I mean, we're talking from 1920s until last year. They were still connected. They were still holding and doing their job. Thank God for those that you come into the house of the Lord and day after day and year after year, hey, they're still holding in. They still nailed in a sure place. That nail is made to connect tonight. We're made to get connected. Connected what? It connected an old sinner to the Savior tonight. Hey, and I thank God when I got connected to the Savior, when he reached further down than I could reach up, and he saved my never dying soul. And boy, I got connected. Like the preacher said, you ain't got to pump me up tonight. You ain't got a fan or nothing. No, what he done in my heart is enough. Why, he reached down below the bottom and picked me up, saved my soul. Listen, he's my best friend. He's still my comfort and my strength. He still goes with me every day. I'm telling you, we need to get connected and stay nailed in tonight. I'll get you more on that in a little bit. But that's what that nail, it designed to connect the sinner to the Savior. You know, if we'll get that nail in our life connected, you know, it's designed to connect children to parents. Children to parents. We see so much trouble in this day and hour. Our young folks are facing so much. I tell you how to keep them on the right road. Get them in church. Get them excited about Jesus. Hey, don't talk about church when you at home. Don't run the preacher down. Listen, lift it up. Let them know it's a joy to go to the house of the Lord. It's not a burden to show up on Sunday night. It's not a burden to show up on Wednesday night. It's not a burden any other time. No, like the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hey, get connected up with your children. Make them fall in love with God and with church. And boy, listen, they'll stay connected tonight. I'm a product of it. Product of it tonight. We get connected, children to parents tonight. But I want to get a little different direction here tonight. We look at these nails and we consider that connection of that nail. There's something about that nail tonight. Listen, I got this old, I intentionally have got this old rusty nail that used to be crooked. I've got it almost straight. It's not as straight as this one. This one's fresh right out of the box. It's as straight as it gets. This one, it's got a few little wobbly places in it. But I want to show you something tonight, thinking about that connecting. Tonight, I want you to hold this in mind. We see this nail. Now, this is just the number 8 finished nail. Just the number 8. It's not as long as that number 16. But it's crooked and it's rusty. It's been used. I pulled it out of a board. But I want to tell you, we're talking about connecting tonight. So many times, listen, if this little nail had a voice, he'd say, man, I ain't nothing compared to that nail. That nail's twice as long as I am. Come on. Man, that nail's bright and shiny. And I'm a preacher. You can see it. It's rusty, isn't it? Yeah. It's rusty. That nail is straight. I'm crooked. I've been used. If that nail could, you know, that's what we try to do a lot of times in the house of God. Come on. We get to comparing. Come on. We're not designed to do that.
Hey, when the manufacturer made these two nails, he didn't make them to be compared.
That's right.
They got two different jobs. Amen. Any builders in here, you know that. Two different jobs, so they're not to be compared. Plus, if they've been used and rusty and tarnished. But I want to show you something tonight. When you get in the master's hand, I'm not saying I'm the master tonight, but I'm good enough that I straighten this nail out. But when we get in the hand of the master, remember, we own the point of the nail connects. Old rusty, crooked nail. I want to show you something here. Come on. That old rusty, crooked nail. You won't pull it back apart. Not with your hands. You might take the end of that hammer and pry it apart. You might get a pry bar and pry it apart. But that old rusted, crooked nail, you know what it's doing? It's connected them two boards.
Come on.
And without some great force, you're not going to pull it out. Without some damage on this board. Preacher, I've used this a couple of times. You see where I've hit it with the hammer and there's dents in that board?
Yeah.
There's marks on this board where I tried to get that nail back out. It left marks. We'll get more on that in a minute. But this nail is rusted and crooked and old as it is. It's connecting.
Yeah.
It's made a connection. What are you saying, preacher? The Lord wants us. Oh, rusty, crooked nails. He wants us to just put ourselves in his hand.
Yeah.
And say, Lord, whatever it is.
Amen.
Lord, I don't know what talent I have got, but I'm willing to whatever talent I've got to give it to you.
Amen.
That you may use me to make some kind of connection. Hey, good musicians up here tonight, everybody ain't got that talent. No doubt good Sunday school teachers, everybody don't have that talent. But everybody's got some kind of talent.
Amen.
Everybody can make a connection that everybody else can't.
Amen.
I got all a variety of nails. We'll get through them throughout the sermon, but they're all designed for a different purpose. God wants us to just be where he can use us to make
Amen.
Some connections.
Absolutely.
That is the that is the connection there of that. But I want to show you something else. I've got one more crooked, rusty nail here. I want to show you something else. This one's a little more crooked. If you got very good eyesight, you can see it from a long way. It's really crooked. It suffered a lot of damage. But I want you to notice something. Now again, it's still rusty. It's been used. It's a little bit crooked. This nail right here. It's done what it's designed to do. That nail is not designed to just go part of the way in. You see, I've got this nail. It's just like that when it's a rusty, crooked nail. But this designed to go all the way in. What happens when it don't go all the way in? I've got a bag here and I grabbed two of y'all's songbooks. That's all that's in this bag. That's it. That nail tonight that is not all the way in, I want you to watch. When you put a little bit of weight on it, it comes back out.
Go ahead.
God did not design us to go part of the way in. You know what's a great problem with the church of 2025? We got a bunch of people just want to go part of the way in. Man, we need to get all the way in this thing. We need to get nailed in. All the way, be just do what we're designed to do. This nail that is nailed all the way in. I'll show you now. Listen, this nail wouldn't hold any weight. We so many times we come to the house of the Lord and we say, oh, it's such a burden and I've been through this and I've been through that and I don't want anything hanging on me. Preacher, please don't hang nothing else on me. I've got enough hung on me. I've got all I can carry tonight. Well, you know what needs to happen? You need to get a little deeper in this thing. You need to get a little down. I'm going to take this same nail that would not hold that weight a moment ago and listen, I'm going to put it in that back in that same hole, but I'm going to tap it in just a little bit farther. Just a little bit farther. Now I want you to notice what happens. This same bag, this same weight, I put it on that same nail. It's holding the weight. It got a little bit deeper in this thing. You wonder why you have so much trouble, and I'm not trying to be harsh. You wonder why you fall apart every time something comes. You ain't nailed in far enough. Showing up just on Sunday morning, showing up just when it feels good. Hey, when a little bit of weight gets hung on you, you're going to get fell out. But if you get driven in a little bit deeper, you can hang, whatever. I'm telling you, if I pound that thing in there about halfway, I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to show you something. Just to be sure. This same weight, this same bag, okay? We already know it'll hold it, but I done drove it in a little bit further. Holds it with no problem. This is my wife. Hey, this thing weighs at least 25 pounds. At least 25 pounds, probably more. Let me show you something about that nail to do. Remember what happened a while ago? That one is just hanging around, church. That one is just wants to stay on the surface. I don't want to get involved. Preacher, give it to somebody else.
Preach.
Fell out. We got that nail in there about halfway, and preacher, I can't hardly hold it. I mean, it's getting heavy. But that old nail's still holding on.
Amen.
That old nail's still staying right in place. I'm telling you something tonight, we need, as people of God, to get nailed in this thing. We need to get nailed in. We need to stay nailed in. We need to get deeper and deeper and deeper. Tonight we look at this nail. As I said, it is designed to get all the way in. But there's something else I got to tell you about this thing. In order for that nail to accomplish its purpose, what happened? I had to apply pressure to that nail. The same one tonight that holds the nail holds the hammer. Think about it. Old devil comes along and, man, things go wrong. We get a bad diagnosis from a doctor. One of the sisters said he got tests to be run this week. We got a preacher in our area, Preacher Heath Connors. I don't know if you know him. Pastor's over there at Emerson, Free Will Baptist. He found out this week. He's just a few years older than I am. He's got lung cancer. Listen, for that nail to serve its purpose, the one again that holds that nail holds the hammer. The only way that nail got to where it could hold more weight, the only way that nail is connecting these boards together, it requires pressure.
Amen.
So when we're going through the valleys and we're facing trials and we're facing hard times, man, the Lord's just trying to get us nailed in. So many times we want to give up and quit and say, I can't bear it. Why is this on me? Why not me? I'm no better than anybody else.
Amen.
But I want to be nailed in. I want to finish this thing.
Amen.
I don't want to be on the surface and every little storm pull me out. Every little storm pull me out of church and away from the Lord. I want to stay nailed in. So when the Lord, again, he's holding that hammer and he's putting pressure on that nail and he's driving it in deeper and getting it in that place where now I can't get it out. I can't hang anything else on it. Hey, thank God tonight. He's getting me in there deeper. He's getting me to that place tonight where he can use me for his purpose. I'm nailed all the way in. We got to keep in mind that, because the old devil, he'll come along and he'll say, don't you look over yonder. They don't never have any problems. Don't you look at them lost people. Man, they got the nicest house on the block. They got a new car every time you turn around. Man, they got a new boat, all these toys. Hey, listen, don't worry about that. You worry about getting nailed in. You worry about letting the Lord use you and put that pressure on you and get you to the place where that your life will be what he wants it to be. That's what we are designed to do.
Amen.
Listen, I want to get on this thing now. I want you to notice something else. That nail is not designed to go in halfway. It's designed to go in all the way. Listen, I've got in this thing tonight. I've already told you. I got some number 8 finished nails. I mean, framing nails, 16 framing nails. We know tonight that their nails are different sizes and they serve different purposes.
Yeah.
Tonight, again, I've got this 16 framing nail. I also got in this box, some of you might not know what this is a little vinyl nail. This nail is for putting the aluminum fascia on the finished product.
Yeah.
That white stuff out there on the edge. Anybody in here that goes to church here, this is your church, gonna let me hang you vinyl fascia with this? Say, man, have you lost your mind? Wouldn't that at the edge of that church out there be pretty with all these big 16 nails in that?
Go ahead.
It weren't designed for that purpose. This little vinyl-coated nail with a small head on it is designed for that purpose. Now, next time it's daylight out there, you might look, since I mentioned it, and say, man, I see that little nail now. But if it hadn't, you probably never even noticed.
That's right.
When a nail gets where it's designed to get, stay with me. Different sizes and different purposes. When it gets where it's designed to get, it's not made to be noticed.
Amen.
Them pews you sitting on, somewhere in them, they some nails.
Yep. Go ahead.
They were designed for that purpose. This pulpit. I built cabinets when I first got out of high school and was in college. The man was nice enough to work around my college schedule. So I know tonight, I can see where every nail is in this, because I know after they put that nail in, they put a little bit of putty over it and they sand it and then they varnish it, but that nail's not made to be seen.
Right.
Too many times we want to be seen.
Amen.
Too many times we want to make it all about us. Go back to point number one. It's got a direction on it. That direction, hey, is to point to Him.
Amen.
We're to get nailed in. We're to do what we're designed to do and not draw attention to ourselves. Nobody in here wants to see a wall full of nails. If we did, we wouldn't spend the money to have people come in after we hang drywall and mud over that thing and sand it and put another layer of mud. No, we want that thing slick and smooth. We don't want to see the nail. We know they're there. The sheetrock's still staying on the wall, but those nails are not drawing attention to themselves. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men tonight. We're to bring the attention to the Lord and Savior. We're just a nail in the hand of the Master that He wants to get driven in, that He can use us for His honor and for His glory. And tonight, that's the reason for these different types of nails. Listen, you know, you've heard the saying all your life, you cannot put a round peg in a square hole. You just be satisfied with whatever nail you are. Hey, God designed you to do a certain thing and you do it well. You just keep doing it. Why? Because you're getting the job done. You're not drawing attention to yourself. Even the folks that clean the church, they may know people come in here. I don't have a clue who cleans this church. I already been to the restroom tonight. It looked good. It smelled good. I've already been in here preaching the carpet. I know it's been vacuumed right recently. Hey, but you know what? They ain't standing up here in front of the church saying, I done that. No, they just filling their job. They just doing what they were called to do. Hey, and not drawing any attention to themselves, but everybody can see what they've been doing. Hey, one day real soon, we'll get notice for what we've been doing. The Lord will give us that notice. The Lord will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you rule over me. Just be satisfied doing what you can do. Do it to your best. Get nailed in all the way and serve your purpose for the Lord and point everybody to Him tonight. But there's something else I want you to notice. I've got in this nail, I told you, you've already seen and heard the 16 framing nail, the 8 framing nail, the little vinyl nail. I've got roofing nails in here. I've even got some galvanized nails in here. Those old galvanized nails. Every nail in here, let me get you this first. I use this just for illustration only. I've preached this sermon about 3 times now, probably. These nails, I took them out of my other nail boxes. They just ride around in that bag, waiting for the Lord to lay this on my heart. You know what? These nails will never be used as long as they stay in this box. If I'll take them home tonight and put them back in the boxes they designed to go in, the next time I'm doing a project, they'll get used. But as long as they stay in this box, man, we're designed to get out of the box. Boy, we in the box. We in the box tonight. In here, you know what? It's easy to be a good nail. In here, it's easy to lift up the name of Jesus. In here, it's easy to make everybody else think we nailed all the way in. We just in the box. But tomorrow we walk out there and the devil knocks us flat of our face. We're out of the box. We're trying to be used by the Master. Then that's a different story. That's what I was about to tell you. I've got some galvanized nails in here. Galvanized nails got special use. They're made to go through certain environments. They're made to withstand the weather. God help us have some galvanized nails in the house of the Lord. I'm telling you, like I said, I'm not trying to be hard, but we got some Christians tonight so soft. They can't stand one storm.
Amen.
One storm comes along and boy, they done out of their place. One situation of bad weather happens and you know what I'm saying? They already tarnished that old nail right there. I'm telling you, put that nail in. And I know it won't last forever, but it'll last a mighty long time. I've tore decks down that they were built with galvanized nails, and those nails was good enough to still be used again. You know why? Because those nails had some kind of treatment applied to them. Woo! Hey, you know what we come into the house of the Lord for? We got a treatment applied to us. It's called the blood of the Lamb. Man, it helps us to stand the storm. It helps us to weather the environments that we go through. Hey, God help us tonight have some galvanized nails in the house of the Lord so when the temperature gets hot and the storms of this life come, hey, we still look like we brand new. Why? Because fresh and new every morning, boy, the Lord shows up. He wakes me up. He communes with me throughout the day. Man, God, we're nails tonight. Let's be used to the Lord and and fulfill the purpose. Get out of the box and be what God has for us to be. Listen, God's plan is best. We don't know what it is, but we know it's best. When those men, whoever they were down through the years, maybe some ladies, I don't know, down through the years, and they designed a different kind of nail. Used to, they weren't all these kind of nails. I got finished nails in here. I've got all kind of nails. They were designed for those purposes tonight. They had a plan in mind. No doubt somebody, when they designed this nail, they said, man, that nail just don't work good for that purpose. And they went back to the drawing board and designed a different kind of nail that works for that purpose. What is that? God has a plan for each and every one of us. And he knows what that plan is for our life. And as long as we'll trust him, as long as we'll be the nail in the hand of the one that's holding the hammer, he can use us for his glory. And we'll be doing what we're designed to do. And we'll be making the body of Christ more successful. We'll be making the kingdom of Christ look better to this old lost and dying world. I tell you what, I don't know what's going on a lot of places. My wife and I've been in revival down in Monk's Corner this week, and we drove down there one day this week, and we were going through a little town. I'm not even going to mention it because I only want you to know where it's at. But I pulled up to a red light, and right diagonally across from me, there stands the church. Preacher Timmy, it didn't have a fascia board left on it. They'd all fallen off. The shingles were crumbling. You could tell the building was just in disarray. There was vines growing all over it. I mean, it's just a small church building. Sitting behind it's a brand new. That same church had built a brand new church building. I said, now that's all great and that's grand. But one or two things need to happen here. They need to tear that old one down, or they need to repair that thing.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Come on.
I don't care how grand the new building is. That one in front of it had a reflection on it.
That's right.
We've got a reflection. And if we make the church look like it's in shambles, first thought hit my mind, boy, they can afford that great grand building behind it. They ought to at least repair this one as a memorial.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Everything was in shambles, and I'm sitting there wrestling in my mind. I said, why in the world would they go back there and build that big old church right behind? And it ain't just been completed. It's been a little while. I don't know their plan for the future, but I said, man, that makes that look bad. Man, when the world rides by, this place ought to look better than any place on the block.
Amen.
I don't care if there's $1 million mansion across the road. This place ought to look better than any place on the block. Amen. That's physically tonight. Spiritually, it ought to look even better than that.
Amen.
When they see us, when you go out in this community and you tell somebody, I'm a member of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church.
Yeah.
How does it make the church look? Or if you nailed in and you're serving your purpose,
Amen.
You're out of the box.
Amen.
It'll make this church look so good in the eyes of the community. Again, I know it's not about us, man. It's about our Savior.
That's right.
That's why it ought to look good physically and spiritually. Tonight, but we got to get out of the box to do that. God's plan is always best.
Amen.
Tonight, I want you to notice the next thing here. I've already told you it don't want to be seen. It's not made to be seen. Tonight, there's evidence. If somebody's saved, there's evidence. 2 Thessalonians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Amen.
Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, that's what the world ought to see in us. Tonight, as I've already mentioned, we all know tonight, and I don't mean this derogatory, but a lot of times ladies don't know a lot about building. But we know there's either nails or screws all behind this sheetrock. As I've already said, they're in their place. They're doing what they were designed to do. I'm going to get a little serious now. We're wrapping up. Preacher Timmy, anybody else in here? I already mentioned, would you let me? I've probably done enough building. I can find a nail head. I can see where the mud's at. Would you let me dig it out just to prove there's a nail in there?
I'd rather not.
Say, preacher, you crazy? You going to tear a hole in our wall? Listen, the only way this sheetrock is going to come down, we got to expose those nails, especially if it's screws. I don't know if it's screws. Probably screws in this day and hour. The only way they're going to come out is to just tear this sheetrock all to pieces. Can you picture that? Could you imagine coming in here Wednesday night, your next service, and there's holes every 16 inches apart this way, probably every foot and a half apart this way, just holes everywhere. Man, wouldn't that be the awfulest looking sight? And you say, what in the world happened to our house of worship? Man, this thing looks a good Sunday. The only way any nail in here tonight It's going to come out. It's going to damage the church of God.
Amen.
I'm talking spiritually tonight.
Amen.
That nail that the Lord has put on his hand on us, whether we're driven in all the way yet or not, we're serving some purpose, singing in the choir, cleaning the church, whatever it may be, for that nail to come out, it's going to leave a scar. If I take just one out of there, there's going to be an ugly hole in that wall. You know what? Probably the first thing you're going to do, you can get somebody to fix it. I don't know if somebody in church might do it and have it fixed by tomorrow. You're going to have to hang something over it to hide it.
Come on.
You know what's going on around us? There's a lot of nails that's coming out of place. They've given up short. They're not nailed in. Problems, toils, life, Satan, everything. Getting those nails backed out. Leaving scars on the church of God. Making it harder and harder on the ones that are in here trying to stay nailed in to be a good picture of Jesus Christ in unity. That nail, when it comes out of place, it leaves damage. It leaves a mark. So the next time the old devil comes around you and he gets you to talking about brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so or man, the preacher hurt my feelings, getting you tempted to back out, getting you tempted to get pulled out of service, you just think in your mind what this preacher said. Man, it'll leave so many scars. It'll leave damage.
Amen.
Tonight, no doubt in my mind, if somebody in here gets in that frame of mind and they leave this place, you know what's going to happen? They're going to affect the nails around them.
Amen.
They're going to affect the nails that's closest to them.
Amen.
You get to messing with these screws in this wall and that whole sheet will get loose after a while. It'll affect everything around it. You keep that in mind. God's put us in this place. This man we read about in the Bible, he said, I put him as a nail in a sure place. I put him where I want him to stay. I put him there serving a purpose. And tonight, that's what the Lord has done for us, and that's what he intends for us to do. Man, they finished the course. Old Paul said, I've kept the faith. I've finished the course. Hey, he was looking with expectation to what was waiting on him. Hey, we got something waiting on us. Just stay nailed in. He's going to come get us and take us home to be with him. But I thought about that nail. We got to stay focused on him. We got to stay nailed in. That nail is designed to be put in one place and stay.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not designed to do what I've been doing. I just done that for illustration. It's not designed to be pulled back out and reused. It's designed to be put in place and to stay there. Hey, the framing behind these walls tonight, those nails was probably shot in there with a gun. Unless y'all got metal studs, I don't know. But listen, when those nails were put in there, I've done enough building. Sometimes, especially if you shoot them in with a nail gun, you ain't got enough muscle to get that wall up. That wall will sway a little bit. Hey, and them things will get loose. You know what you got to do? You got to get an old hammer in and tap them back in tight. Why? Because they were designed to be put in and stay in. They come out at all in any degree, they cause damage. But I want you to notice, next of all, thinking about just staying nailed in. Stay focused on him. Hey, the thing that's important tonight is to stay around other people that are nailed in.
Amen.
I don't know what the building code is in this county, but in Old Reed County, if you build a house and you put a sheet of plywood on that thing, you got to have a nail every 4 inches around the perimeter and every 6 inches in the middle. The only way you'll get that OSB or that plywood off of that wall is beat it all to pieces with a sledgehammer. You won't never get all them nails out. If every one of these nails in here tonight is nailed in.
Come on.
Them nails, you get a picture in your mind, they strengthen. Every time you shoot another nail, it's strengthening that nail beside of it. You first get that first sheet up there, man, it's hard.
Amen.
I've done a lot of building on my own. Preacher Timmy, I'll put two nails on top of them blocks down there, set that sheet of plywood up there and hold it till I can get a nail in it. Every once in a while I've done that and a puff of wind come along, that sheet blow right back down. Why, there weren't enough nails in it.
Boy.
You give me just a few seconds with that nail gun and I can pop, 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 I can pop a few more in it. Hey, every nail that goes in strengthens that nail beside of it.
Amen.
It gets stronger and stronger and stronger. It don't matter after a little while how many winds come by, that thing's staying there. As I said, that building code over there in Ore County is built for them hurricanes. And if you find that sheet of plywood, you ain't finding that whole sheet. It's coming down in pieces.
Come on,
I'm telling you, if the devil comes against this church
or
any other church that's nailed in, hey, he might find a little piece here and a little piece up. He ain't tearing the whole thing down. You hear me? That's why we get nailed in. Nails strengthen one another.
Hey.
If we'll all get nailed in, it'll strengthen. You know why? Because all of us at times, we go through weak times in our life and we need somebody else to strengthen us. Our nail isn't holding like it used to hold. So we need somebody beside us. Man, they still got a hold. And preacher, when they know we're going through the storm and we getting a little shaky, they can come over there beside us and they can throw their arm around us and say, hey, it's all right. I'll help you hold on for a little while. I'll help you finish it. Hey, we got to get nailed in and stay nailed in tonight and do what the Lord has us do. Every nail makes every other nail stronger tonight. And that's what the Lord expects for us to do, that we strengthen one another. We stay nailed in that place where the Lord would have us to stay. Stay around people that are nailed in. I don't like getting around shaky people.
Come on.
New convert, I understand. They just getting in this thing. They got a reason. Somebody been in this thing for a while, they ought to be nailed in.
Amen.
They ought to be nailed in. I know your preacher, he's preaching enough, it ought to nail you in. You ought to be got a hold of something. You ought to have a grip. And tonight, that's what the Lord wants us to do, is to stay nailed in.
Amen.
And then he said, stay nailed in a sure place. A sure place. I don't know your hearts tonight. I know where I pastor. And I know what's going on around us. And I'm sure it's probably the same here. We got some churches popping up, and they ain't real sure.
Come on.
Their message ain't real sure.
Amen.
You said, preacher, you judge them. No, I'm not. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me.
Amen.
He shows us these things, and we can look and we can see that, hey, thank God for a sure place. You better thank the Lord for a place where you can hear the truth. You might not like it all the time. It might not feel good all the time when it gets to dealing with this old flesh, but thank God for a sure place, a place where I can stay nailed in. I was doing a little bit of work the other day, and I didn't know it. I was hanging a sheet, plywood, and the bottom of the stud just a little bit, and the plate was rotten. Weren't rotten enough, I could tell it. You know, if I'd have picked on it, I would have known it. But those studs, once they got up so far, every one of them nails was holding. And I got down there shooting that nail in, and I noticed that sheet weren't tightening up. It weren't in a sure place.
Go ahead.
That old nail was going in a place that it weren't still sure. It had been corrupted, had a little bit of rot in it. So I began to tap on that sheet, and that old nail just vibrated right back out. It didn't get in a sure place. Thank God there's still some sure places.
Amen.
Thank God there's still some churches. They'll nail you in.
Amen.
Ain't no rot. Ain't no corruption from the world. Still stand on what thus saith the word of God. Still let you know sin's sin.
Amen.
Sin's going to be punished by an eternity in hell. Thank God. Let's stay in a sure place tonight. Let's get nailed in. We got work to do. We're all compared to that crooked, rusty nail.
Amen.
So I said at the beginning, I don't know your hearts. If you're here lost tonight and you're that old crooked, rusty nail, and you say, ain't nothing the Lord can use me. Man, I've done this, hey, yes, he can.
Oh, yeah.
He'll take you and he'll straighten you out and he'll make you a vessel of honor.
Amen.
He'll make you something worth using tonight.
Amen.
Preacher, whatever you got for invitation, church tonight, we got to stay nailed in. We too close home.
Come on.
We too close home.
Come on.
Man, I don't want to miss it. I want to make heaven my home. I want to stay nailed in. I don't want the storms that's going on around us and the changing of our world and the situations, man, to get me out of a sure place. And tonight, I don't know where you find yourself, but as we stand and they sing tonight, this altar's open. Let's stay nailed in.